Assalamu alaikum, family. Welcome back to the podcast, the Brother Ben X podcast. This episode right here is going to be episode one of the Car Chronicles. When I'm in the car, man, I always talk to myself. So I said, why not record it, man, and just share it with the podcast. And one thing I want to cover today are these people who coming after or speaking out against the Nation of Islam because they don't agree with our beliefs. This ain't making no sense to me, because these same people who making these claims and making these videos, they not going after white people like that. See, they ain't exposing the Jews like the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is doing. They ain't exposed the shadow government like the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has done and is doing. They ain't calling out the ADL, who has our black leaders on the ADL list, as hate teachers like the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is doing. They not calling for a showdown, okay, with the so-called Jews, and calling for a showdown and a debate to prove them wrong. You know what they doing? They calling out other black people. They calling out other black groups. They ain't going after the ADL. They ain't worried about the shadow government. They ain't worried about the ones who poison in the food. All right? Who putting this damn poison in our vaccines. They ain't going after them as hard as they coming out the Nation of Islam. So I'm wondering, what is your agenda? Because we never said that you're going to believe everything that the Nation of Islam believe. We ain't never said that. And if you don't want to join the Nation of Islam, then don't join the Nation of Islam. That's, you know, by all means, do your thing. But to make videos and to mock and to make mockery and things of that nature, now I'm questioning, what is your motive? Because although you may disbelieve in what we believe in, you can't deny the works. I can prove and show you works. I can prove and show you testimonials of where people have been changed by the Nation of Islam. People have been changed by these teachings. People have changed their lives because of these teachings. And not just spiritually, I'm talking about mentally. I'm talking about health-wise. All of that. And you want to choose to come after the Nation of Islam. That's foolish to me, man. And it really, to be honest, makes no sense. Because you got so many people you can be going after of, attacking, making mockery if that's your thing, but you want to focus on the Nation. So a brother asked me, well, I'm seeing a brother making these little slick comments online, a brother who I've been respectful to. I've been respectful. He asked me questions. I've been patient. When he was interested in the Nation, I was patient. I was responding. I was videoing him back and forth, giving my heart, giving my time, my quality time to this brother. He finds out that we believe that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad wasn't killed or didn't die in 1975, and we believe he is alive. And now you want to make mockery and come out to the Nation. And now you hostile. You saying things like, the brother saying things like, oh, I ain't no punk or nah, I ain't nobody scared because I don't want to. Brother, didn't nobody say you was scared? Hell, didn't nobody say nobody was going to attack you? It's like people on the, I mean, the brother's whole spirit changed. I ain't never been respectful or act like anybody wanted to attack. So I don't know where this energy is coming from. I don't know what people are telling these brothers. I don't know what people are telling these people. But they just completely changed. I do not care if you don't join the Nation of Islam. I do not care if you don't like the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Just don't be disrespectful. That, man, I don't care about you. Still my brother. That's how I'm thinking. But obviously, if they don't join the Nation of Islam, then they don't look at me as their brother. Because things just completely changed. Now they hostile. What kind of stuff is that? Listen, man, you not joining the Nation of Islam don't affect me. This work still gonna get done. And if you need help, guess what I'm gonna do? Damn it, I'm gonna help with the teachings. Period. So we talk this unity stuff, but we ain't really about unity. That's what I think. We talk this, oh, the Moorish Americans need to come together with this, and we need to come together with this. But all we do is make mockery. If I don't agree with something you say, all I'm going to do is make mockery and so-called expose without getting full comprehensive knowledge. So instead of getting clarity, understanding, we go off our surface level of understanding and go into persecuting, lying, things of that nature. They see us on interviews with white people. You see we using white people technology. These same people done been to colleges. These same people working for the white man right now. So miss me with that foolishness talking about, can the devil be reformed? BS. While y'all learning from white people. Hell, you working for many of y'all working for the white man right now. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, since y'all want to say that all the time, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, separation. If you want to take things out of context, he said, do for self. Now, these same people who want to bring that up still work for the white man. And when they go up to the job, I bet you they ain't talking all that black talk when they go to the job, or they'll get fired. So, you know, we got to cut that crap out, man. And let me give the understanding, since so many people take that out of context. What does it mean? What does it actually mean? Can the devil be reformed? And since y'all want to say in that context, he's talking about the white man. Well, let's see what it says. Can the devil be informed? No, he can't be. He can't be reformed. And it says you must kill the devil. Right? It says you must kill the devil. Well, if that's the case, and the devil in this context represents the white man, how come y'all ain't going out killing the devil then? Since that's what y'all believe. How come y'all not taking them guns y'all got and y'all ain't out there killing devils then? Because that ain't what it means. It's talking about a mindset. The superior mindset, the white supremacy mindset, the devilish, wicked mindset is what must be destroyed. That's what must be killed. Not necessarily the finite body or the white-skinned person. That ain't what it's talking about. So, therefore, if it's truth, we can use it. If it's wickedness, we kill it and we throw it away. That ain't what we need. Allah is the only reality. Allah is the truth. So, if it's truth, it ain't necessarily coming from them. It's coming from Allah. And when it comes about, and when it comes to that Scientology stuff, he said himself, it is knowledge that has came from 50,000 years of thinking men. He just put it together. And if you want to keep quoting the teachers, you understand that the white man ain't even been here that long. He only been here a little over 6,000 years. So it couldn't have been from no white people if he got it from 50,000 years of thinking men. So it's talking about a wicked mindset that needs to be destroyed. And that's why many of y'all are black, but you a damn devil. A devil. A wicked person. Not because you are that by nature, but because now the white man has grafted you into him. Some of y'all treat your own people worse than white people do. Many of y'all condemn us. We trying to do genuine good work. Many of y'all condemn us more than white people do. Y'all coming out with this so-called exposing and mock us more than white people do. Y'all have turned into devils yourself. And I'm not saying y'all don't have genuine questions. Because if you don't have a comprehensive knowledge, I see why that's a good question. That is a good question. Well, damn, Brother Ben, why y'all learning from white people? If y'all say that, it makes sense. But ask in humility. At least get the comprehensive knowledge. Don't judge us without getting the comprehensive knowledge about what that actually means. I know what you're thinking right now. Well, Brother Ben, that's what Farrakhan said. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I don't think he... Well, is that right? Then why did the Honorable Elijah Muhammad tell the people back then to study Dale Carnegie? Why did he tell them to study his teaching? He's a white man. Because I heard somebody say the other day that you can't separate the teacher from the teachings. So if it's a devil, then it's a devilish teaching. You can't separate the two. That is foolishness. Because many of y'all got degrees right now from colleges. Many of y'all have been to the dentist. And y'all done asked that white man, you know, is he a devil? Or do he believe in God? You let him fix on your teeth. Anything happen to your body? The white man come up with a technology that can give you an X-ray, The white man come up with something where he can do something to your teeth, make it a little bit easier. You ain't talking about, no, this a devil. I'm not finna use this. You a damn lie. A damn lie. So all I'm saying is, man, if you're gonna come out to the nation or disagree with what we teach, at least have a comprehensive knowledge of what we teach. Because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad indeed told us to observe the white man, because he makes no excuses for his failures. So he told us to observe him. And we can get truth from the cradle to the grave, no matter where it come from. Master Far Muhammad's mother is white for a reason. Not only so he can sneak in like a thief in the night, fulfill that scripture, but also to give justice to both. Because like y'all want to talk about the white man this and the white man that, referring to the lessons. Well, did you know when our Savior has arrived, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that white people can make it into the hereafter? But they must be born again. It's the mindset. Now, he did say they won't make it into the same hereafter, but he said they can't be saved. He said also that there was white Muslims in America. He said that, and our Savior has arrived. So y'all need to get more into the teachings instead of just looking at the YouTube videos, making an opinion, and you ain't even got deep into the teachings. You get mad because the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan being interviewed by Alex Jones while he on a white platform. Do you know the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was interviewed by white people too? It's on film. And want to make it look like the minister a hypocrite. You just don't know what you're talking about. Quick to condemn your own brother. I ain't seen none of y'all with no strategic, I'm talking about no series videos on white folks. You may make one. You may mention them in a video. But you ain't calling him out like Farrakhan is. So if he worked for the government and if he was an agent, why the hell would they hire somebody to expose them? Why would they hire somebody to talk about the GMO in the food? Why would they hire somebody to talk about the poison in the vaccines? Why would they hire somebody to talk about this wicked education? That don't even make sense. Why would they hire somebody to tell us we don't need to be fighting in their wars? Don't even make sense. Talking about he an agent. He has exposed more stuff than all y'all have. And anything that y'all exposing right now about the white man, I'm pretty sure he done already did a lecture on it. And you know that. So, I'm just keeping it real, man. This is the Brother Ben S. Chronicles, episode 1. Peace out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.